I know you came here to say. If you afraid, then come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now, so let me see you get loose. Going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Matt Wilhelm here, live in the Dog Bowl, sitting solo today because our man Nathan Zagura is on a well-deserved vacation. His first vacation since the start of training camp last year, so well-deserved, Nathan. Get it in, get some golf in. I don't know whether it's WrestleMania or what, but he is off, and it is myself, my man Jason Gibbs, I believe Andrew Gribble will be joining us later in the show, and we have a newsworthy Cleveland Browns Daily today because the Browns, a week later, seem to be making some moves and making some headlines. So welcome, everybody, to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This is Matt Wilhelm. We are going to get into our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics. It's week two of NFL free agency. It starts today. The Browns are talking to Dwayne Bowe, someone that I've earmarked since we first started talking wide receivers, and Andre Johnson was a prospective, and Brandon Marshall, Jeremy Maclin, but my eyes kind of honed in on Dwayne Bowe since I had to play him as a Charger late in my career, and I loved how productive he was. Some drop-off late in his career, but also, too, the other free agent prospectively coming here to the Cleveland Browns, Tremont Williams, got to spend time with him. He was a starting cornerback in 2010 football season when I was, again, we made that run to the Super Bowl versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tremont Williams started 16 games that year. I believe was a Pro Bowler one time in his career. So that veteran corner that we have all been talking about, I know Parrish Cox has moved on and he signed with the Tennessee Titans. And the activity level for the Cleveland Browns has been very disappointing for you, Dog Pound, out there, wanting the Browns to be active and participate in free agency. Well, some very big names, you know, in that second wave, as we thought, Jimmy Haslam announced and Ray Farmer and his plan, we all thought that this is how things were going to go down, and we are now a player in free agency. Another Ohio's Business Machine hot topic is this the second or third tier of free agency, and is this really where the Cleveland Browns need to shine and need to go get their guys, and in some cases, you know, really woo these guys and overpay them to come here to Cleveland, overpay them slightly, not by much, to come here and contribute, and as Nathan and I always talk about, on a prove-it deal. Both of these guys on the latter side of 30, so they've got a storied career thus far with, you know, 8-plus seasons in the National Football League. What kind of money do you feel we can throw with these guys to woo them here to Cleveland and bring them to and put them in the brown and orange uniform? And also, too, what production do you expect and what role do you expect these guys to play? Would Dwayne Bowe be a number one wide receiver? And would Tremont be in a competition with Justin Gilbert or an immediate starter simply because of his resume? And I, again, listening to the Really Big Show earlier today, I know that Tony Rizzo was an advocate for Tremont Williams simply because the guy plays a lot of football, 140 out of 141 starts. So he is very durable. He is a productive guy. And as we all know, if you look at many franchises across the NFL, the Green Bay Packers love drafting their own or signing their own and keeping them in that green and yellow as long as they can. And I think for Tremont, you know, they have some youth in the defensive backfield, and I think his number just got significantly high. So they released him and moved forward in a different direction. They also let Devin House sign another place. And also, too, we saw the Kentucky Wildcats follow suit, get to 34-0. Another Ohio Business Machine hot topic. It is NCAA tournament time. Who do you like? Are you going to bet against Kentucky? Are they going to get knocked off? If so, by who? And we want to know, in the first weekend upset, who are your upsets? I know those, I think it's the 3 and the 13s are a great upset bid. And I don't know. I've already got a flood of emails for everybody wanting me to join your bracket. So are you going to be filling out a bracket? If so, let's see. Let's talk wager. I also heard this, that over what, $10 billion, I think, is going to be on the line for NCAA tournament time. And only 1% of that, this too comes from the Really Big Show, only 1% of that is going to be bet in Vegas. So a lot of offices, a lot of family pools, so on and so forth. How many pools are you going to be filling out? And if so, are they going to be different? Will you have a different winner? And at this point right now, I want to bring in my producer and co-host for today, Jason Gibbs. What's going on, Gibbs?
How are you, buddy?
I'm living the dream.
You know, it's been kind of a crazy day. It was supposed to be Jim Donovan and you, and Jim came down with the flu bug that's going around, so he's out of commission. And, you know, it'll be the two of us. It'll be Gribble. We'll have a little fun over
Absolutely.
The next couple hours. We'll talk a little NCAA tournament.
The only frustrating thing about today is the fact that it's 57 degrees out and the sun is out and I'm inside.
Yeah, I noticed it's really nice looking outside.
And also, too, I believe the three golf courses that I drive by to get to the studio today all had no snow on them, which is, you know, again, that little itch is coming, and I just can't wait to start hitting those little white balls.
Yeah, this is it's finally getting to that point now. You know, with the MAC tournament last week, I always look at that as the turning point for the weather around here. And then St. Paddy's Day is always hit or miss. You never know what you're going to get. Tomorrow it actually doesn't look to be too bad. But obviously a big holiday for a lot of people tomorrow. Everybody comes down with the flu on Tuesday off St. Paddy's Day. And then NCAA tournament later this week. A lot of people playing hooky. This is not the most productive work week around the city of Cleveland, I feel like.
It's definitely not. And how about you? How many brackets will you be filling out now?
You know what? I do. I already do a couple brackets. I've moved more into the squares for the NCAA tournament. I got a buddy, shout out to my guy Mez, who runs a pretty mean squares game. You know, just for bragging rights. You know, we don't talk about
There's
any
more
other
money in squares
no.
than there is an attorney.
Yeah, allegedly.
Consistent money. If it were legal, correct?
Yes, if it were legal.
If it were legal, yes.
Yes.
How about again, the Browns have had Dwayne Bowe and Tremont Williams in town. Are you excited about both? You excited about one over the other? Or and are you hoping that the Browns – would you like them to land both if we can?
Yeah, I think landing both would be great. I'm interested with Tremont Williams. You know, the Packers weren't budging from that $4 million a year offer that they had on the table for him. And I'm just not sure – You know what is it going to cost the Browns to bring a guy like that in? He's in his ninth season. Obviously, has a history of playing at a high level and done a nice job. A lot of the reporters say he's done a great job keeping his body and mind in the right shape year in and year out. A guy that takes care of himself a lot like a Carlos Dansby in the way that he handles his business in the off season, getting ready. I think it would be good. I think they need need depth. And I know I was disappointed we couldn't bring back Buster Skrine. But I also know that you need wide receivers and you need depth. And the more depth you can have, the better. And I'm sorry, a defensive back. And I just feel like getting a veteran like Tremont Williams in here could be a big, big plus for this football team. For Dwayne Bowe, I'm hoping he's got stuff left in the gas tank. That's my only concern.
Really?
I think he does. I'm hoping he does. I've loved watching him play in Kansas City. You know, we're going to get a little bit better idea at 1:30. Frank Bull from Kansas City from Sports Radio 810 will join the show and give us a little bit on what he saw from Bo. It concerns me he didn't get into the end zone a lot last year.
Yes.
But that Kansas City team wasn't very good last year.
No, it wasn't. And I know just talking to Andrew Gribble prior to jumping on the air, and I asked him, you know, very similar questions because those are going to be, you know, our two Ohio Business Machine hot topics for the day. And he said that it's not so much, you know, the effort that which he plays at, but it's his motivation. And I kind of, having followed his career closely, which is why, as I said when I opened the show, the list of wide receivers that we spoke about, you know, when free agency opened, that might be potential Cleveland Browns. My eyes kind of locked on Dwayne Bowe because I could have figured other teams will make a move to get the other guys. But I just know that a lot like the Cleveland Browns or any wide receiver or tight end has been here in Cleveland, being on the receiving end from a different quarterback in a different system every year is just oh so frustrating. And also, too, the same way that Brian Hartline, you know, wasn't used properly last year, which is why his production lacked in Miami, I think that Alex Smith and that Andy Reid offense to not throwing the ball down the field – in some cases led to Dwayne Bowe's drop-off in the last couple years as well. And so we hope, you know, that in signing Dwayne Bowe that he can return to that, 2010-2011 form and be that number one and be that deep ball threat because I know, and I said also, playing against him he was always a threat. You know, he's always, you know, an opportunity to go deep, an opportunity to, you know, to get those chunk plays, which is something that we saw out of Andrew Hawkins, but no one else really offensively. And I think he'd be a great addition to this football team.
It's interesting. There was an article on ESPN.com. Our Andrew Gribble sent it to us earlier. Jameson Hensley was tracking the top wide receivers available for the Ravens. It was an article that came out on Friday, but it could apply to the Browns just like it could apply to any football team right now. You know, Michael Crabtree, Dwayne Bowe, Stevie Johnson, Greg Jennings, Cecil Shorts, who's in Houston today, meeting with the Texans, by the way.
Yep.
Denarius Moore, Hakeem Nicks, Mike Williams, Nate Washington, and then Miles Austin comes in at number 10. You know, Bowe is clearly one on the tops of that list.
Sure.
You know, I'd like to see I'd like to see him meet with Cecil Shorts, and
because you get him at a significant discount compared to what you'll pay Bo.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'd take a flyer on Stevie Johnson, Greg Jennings, Denarius Moore. Those guys just, I feel like those guys are toward the end of their career.
I agree. And you know what? So let's weigh in and ask our callers as we get to take calls later in the show. 216-578-0850. Let's weigh in on the fact that if we do in fact sign Dwayne Bowe and make a move on adding that number one / number two wide receiver, do we still go wide receiver or go wide receiver at some point in the first round or early second round? And how do you feel about that?
I mean, I still
would we have our guy?
If the top three wide receivers are gone, you can't take a wide out of 12.
I agree 100% with that. But if you have Amari Cooper or Devontae Parker sitting in your lap, you know, and
you better run to the podium.
Yeah,
you better run to the podium with that.
And I think your future.
And I think I'm not saying you can't take the fourth best wide receiver at 12. I don't think you can do that. But I think you could take the fourth best wide receiver at 19.
Yeah.
You know, if Strong is out there from Arizona State or one of those guys.
But I think also too, if we don't address D line and we go wide receiver early, and if a Malcolm Brown is available at 19, it'll be very tough to not get him.
Yeah,
he's
but I mean that's. Yeah, I think if the top three wideouts are gone, you got to go D line at 12.
And then Ray Farmer may go just with his best available at 19,
which. I'll tell you right now, best available wouldn't be a bad thing.
I agree.
For a team that needs playmakers at not just wide receiver. I think we get caught up in wide receiver and needing playmakers at wide receiver and on offense, and there's no denying that. But you also need some playmakers on that defensive line because you really didn't have any last year.
You're absolutely right. And while we're on that topic, we can congratulate the Cleveland Browns and John Hughes for extending his career for four years.
Big move. I was happy about that.
I was happy about that. My wife is actually friends with his fiance, Austria. They're getting married at the end of June, so it's great for John, who was a little concerned with, you know, kind of being in and out of talks all season, and especially with him not being as healthy as he wanted to be to prove himself to get that extension. So, as we said, a very productive inside pass rush, active body, which we felt when they got active, you know, outside of Atop Rubin, when Phil Taylor played his best football, it's when he's active, is when he's moving around, is when they're penetrating, and we kept one of our own. So the Cleveland Browns fans, you should be happy that we kept John Hughes as a part of that defensive line, but I don't think we're done there. So as we said, Ohio Business Machine topics, let's weigh in. Dwayne Bowe, Tremon Williams, potentially becoming a Cleveland Brown. Do you like it? Do you not? And also, too, just as we shined last year in the second round and beyond in the NFL draft, are the Cleveland Browns now going to shine in the second or third tier of free agency? Again, you know, Dwayne Bowe, the NCAA tournament, talk brackets, talk Kentucky, number one seeds, who got snubbed? And we're going to go to break right here. Coming out of break, we're going to grab Austin Ward, ESPN.com, Big Ten reporter. We're going to talk OSU Pro Day. How did Devin Smith and Michael Bennett?
There's another name to be on the lookout for.
And some of those guys, some of those Buckeyes, they make for great pros. They're not always in the first round. You can grab them late, and they can be add some competition to your roster. So you are listening to Cleveland Browns Davey, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming back from break here in a minute.